Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
The author of A Wrinkle in Time, Madeleine L'Engle, once said, "A book too can be a star, explosive material, capable of stirring up fresh life endlessly, a living fire to lighten the darkness, leading out into the expanding universe." Well, that's a lofty goal for a book, especially for a mother of sons who preferred not to sit still. But I let them trick me. "Mom, read another chapter," was a good way for them to delay bedtime and for me to increase cuddle time. We usually read aloud for 2 hours a night. As adults, books still lighten their darkness, so it was a simple recipe for success. It was a way for a tired mother to replace the TV, and it made those middle school years of training to read difficult classics a little easier, too. But not every parent had a mother who read to them, so you may need some help and encouragement with your own children. Classical Conversations offers students a community in which they can discuss great books together. Students read great literature at home and prepare for a group discussion using a study guide called Words Aptly Spoken, Children's Literature. But the most important aspect of the guide is for the parents to remain engaged in reading out loud. This study guide helps both parents and students understand genre, themes, character development, imagery, symbolism, and worldview. It gives background information on the author and the setting of the book, and more importantly, it lists discussion questions for every chapter. So if you aren't sure how to discuss literature, preview a few of the questions from the study guide before everyone plops on the couches. With each book, you'll become a better thinker, leading out into the expanded universe.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.